We begin with our weekly look at the Arizona legislature. A number of high-profile issues are on the agenda at the state capitol in the coming days. Let's join our co-host Mark Brody now, who spoke with Carmen Foreman of the Arizona Capitol Times about some of what to expect this week at the state legislature.
One of the biggest pre-session or most talked about pre-session issues was what potential reforms, changes, tweaks to laws that govern charter schools might be coming. And this coming week, we're going to find out. We're going to find out what some lawmakers think about that, right?
Yes, we are. In Senate Education on Wednesday, Kate Brophy McGee's bill that deals with charter school reform will be up and will be heard. So we'll finally get a feel of if other Republicans like Brophy McGee are on board with charter school reform.
Before the session started, Governor Ducey had talked about the need for maybe some changes. Do we have a sense of whether this bill is kind of what he had in mind?
I think this bill is sort of like an early idea of what he had in mind. And if you remember, Governor Ducey allotted extra money in his budget this year to basically hire more people to police the charter schools. And maybe police is too strong of a word, but just to keep an eye on the financials and to audit the charter schools. So there was more money for auditors, things like that. And so Kate Brophy McGee's bill kind of is in the same sort of vein, that it is supposed to beef up sort of the eyes over charter schools.
All right, so let's talk about another education issue, and this has to do with education funding. There have been a couple different competing proposals for expanding Proposition 301. That's the current 0.6 cent sales tax that funds education. It sounds like maybe those competing ideas are coming together finally.
Yeah, it sounds like we have some sort of compromise. And once again, this is weird enough as it is because it's Republicans proposing tax increases. But both Sylvia Allen and Kate Brophy McGee had proposed ways to boost the 0.6 cent sales tax to 1%, which would have to go before voters in 2020. But if approved, that would mean more money for education funding. But each of them had slightly different proposals in that Brophy McGee was kind of searching for some additional money for the universities, while Sylvia Allen was searching for additional money for the community colleges through the revision to the Prop 301 tax.
All right. So another big issue that we saw at the beginning of the session was the state maybe finally passing a prohibition on texting while driving. This week, the Senate Transportation Committee is going to take that bill up. What do we know about where lawmakers might stand on this? Arizona is one of the few states that doesn't ban texting while driving specifically.
Yeah, this has been more of a bipartisan push this year. And I think you realize if you cover the legislature for long enough, half the time it takes something very significant to get legislation to pass. And unfortunately, the significant event that could get this bill to pass is because of the death of the Salt River police officer, Clayton Townsend, who right around the beginning of session was hit and killed by a driver who was texting while driving. And so I think that really renewed the push and really got both Republicans and Democrats on board with a distracted driving bill.
And this is an issue that has seemingly come up year after year after year after year. And, you know, one year it gets out of committee, the next year maybe it passes through one chamber. It seems like what you're saying is maybe this year the legislature might actually pass it. It could actually become law.
Yeah, I would say like this might be the year where the legislature is going to look like they have egg on their face if they don't do something in response to the death of this police officer. And again, the legislature, the way it works, it's just so incremental. Lawmakers will bring back the same bills year after year after year just to make a tiny bit of progress. And that's just how it works. And so this could finally be the year to get it across the finish line. And it sounds like Governor Ducey is also receptive to signing such a bill, a distracted driving bill, if it were to pass and make it to his desk.
All right, so Carmen, let me ask you about one other issue, and this is something that you guys have written about, dealing with ending legislative immunity. It's something Governor Ducey has talked about. It's something several state lawmakers have talked about. Sounds like this is not the year that that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, so we were curious at the Cap Times on Friday why the bill hadn't gotten a hearing yet. And so it turns out the bill isn't going to get a hearing. And this week is the last week that it would have to be heard in committee in the House for it to advance throughout the session. But Speaker Bowers has basically said, nope, not going to get a hearing, not going to advance it out of the chamber. And to be honest, that's not surprising. A lot of the lawmakers were resistant to Ducey's push to scrap legislative immunity. I'm sure that's a hard sell to get them to get rid of their own special privileges.
All right, that's Carmen Forman. She covers the governor's office for the Arizona Capital Times. Carmen, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.